Speaking of the realized prices, there was a plus 10%. Then second question, could you somehow quantify or just, you know, elaborate the increase since the beginning of the year? This price of, reflected the new contracts. To which extent these price this year? Was this price that you signed for volumes done under contracts signed significantly affected by shipments that you
okay
at low prices last year?
One moment, Sergey, we will return back.
С 1 января мы догружали, что касается стоимости, ну, во-первых, по экспортным рынкам, по старым контрактам, только в январе, и в основном по внутреннему и немного, то цена на дате выросла. Если говорить о западном направлении, стоимость угля только выросла по новым контрактам, но на 10%. Но это относится в том числе и к восточному направлению также.
Sergey, we have been shipping them only in January and then started. As for old contracts, we have the end price for the to ship coal under new contract. We can say it also about eastern direction, western direction, DAF increased by, but and the growth was only by, but because of increasing of transportation costs.
If I understand you correctly, unless transportation costs
10%.
Okay, so thank you. So if a significant further increase in go down meaningfully, we shouldn't expect this. Is it correct?
Okay, I'll translate.
In realized prices from these levels on export destination.
Late and return back.
Естественно, во втором квартале существенного роста нет. Но цены будут расти, начиная с третьего квартала, угля будет увеличиваться. Не будет, но стоимость...
The general prices will grow. Of course, they will not grow. So we think that seasonality, but from the third quarter their price will go up again. So in the second quarter, because
связи с сезонностью цена на это прежде всего касается внутреннего рынка, так как растет начиная с третьего квартала, а на внутренний рынок на внутреннем на угле цена угля на внутреннем рынке с фиксированной ценой на весь год. Но и по экспорту так у нас нет мало контрактов.
Information is mostly relevant to
же будут расти цены.
So this the price starts to grow there from third quarter, and the market because it is very seasonal oriented and volumes for the fixed price on domestic market. So we will be able to. We have not very much contracted export market. The price will also catch this growth. And as for
продаж по сортомаркам первый второй квартал, но кроме того еще повлияет структура продаж на внутреннем рынке сортового угля. На сегодняшний день нет существенных сортового угля существенно возрастут.
So we also
во втором полугодии объемы реализации сорта
type of coal which is sold also affects. Want to say that there are not a lot of volumes of sorted the average price because for example first and second quarter, but we think that coal sold in the half of this year.
Okay, thank you. And
the volume of sorted coal will dramatically increase in the second.
Your cost expectations. One more question, just to expand on the volume of exploded rock mass and the growth in last year. There was a rather significant increase in the growth in coal output. Speaking of in this volume was higher than the increase in the volume of exploded rock mass to be of 2011. Do you expect the more or less in line with the growth in coal production, or lower, or there will be another year in this metric? Thank you. Year of relatively fast fast growth.
Сергей, okay, I understood. We'll return in just less than a minute.
Работа будет примерно такая же, как в 2010 году. Доля разорванной горной массы в структуре скрышных...
The share of stripping, of blasting...
Может, чуть-чуть повыше.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that would be the same or not rock mass in the total stripping volume.
На затратах это не более существенно будет, потому что...
Very much higher than in 2010.
Он в крыше, соответственно. Во-первых, у нас в 2011 году растет коэффициент. Стоимость на... немного растет коэффициент с крыши, но... А цена в феврале на 20%. Взрывание горной массы у нас выросло в первый
раз of blasted rock. We think that the increase will affect our production cash core just a little bit higher, and the stripping ratio will be the same or because of increase of market price of explosives. What we have seen in February that
Okay, and could you provide
the cost of explosion have grown by 20
so in 2011?
Okay.
But some guidance for your stripping ratio. Okay.
So it will be in line with what we have forecasted.
Our next question comes from Nikolai from Boska, calling from you.
Thank you. That's all from me now.
Thank you, Sergei.
Tosky from Eurosip Capital. Thanks a lot for your presentation.
Mister, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good day. This is Nikolai. I still have some questions for you. First of all, actually, most of my questions have already been answered, but I've got expectations as of first quarter 2011 with pricing increase. Like just to summarize on your financial, will this pricing improvement be enough to sustain your EBIT by 10% and cost by 20-25% in last quarter? That's my first question.
Uh-huh.
The margin in first quarter compared to 20% of report.
Return less than a minute. Okay. Nikolai, thanks. Just to be straightforward, we think that our EBITDA. So, Nikolai, 700 million of Russian rubles in first quarter will be about.
Okay, that's helpful.
And you can make the calculations yourself.
upcoming processing plant at Vinogradovskaya site previously. And the second question is about your next upcoming processing volume. You mentioned cost of production of about $5 per ton, but will it somehow positively affect cost of production? Will it now when you have increased volumes to 3.6?
Nikolai,
provide probably the new guidance on costs
of the second enrichment plant. The cost, saying that we have increased the capacity.
Объем выхода намного выше, чем на первой. Объем, так как на второй обогатительной фабрике, если на первой объем выхода всего 35 выход будет, сейчас скажу, процентов, то на второй обогатительной фабрике за счет этого себестоимость переработки будет $5-6.
85%. So, Nikolai, as we have already of enriching on the second enrichment plant, we think that it will be forecasted price US dollars. We retain our guidance, which we have made before, to be about 5 or 6 such price for enriching of coal on second enrichment. So capacity and the enriching enrichment plant is because the second enrichment plant compared to the first enrichment plant where the effectiveness enrichment share is higher, the effectivity is higher on this ratio is only so it means that output to input output will be 85%. We plan that on the second enrichment plant.
Okay, thank you. And my last question basically about your
85% of input.
Numbers of 0.8 net debt to EBITDA and probably net debt and cash. Recently you reported quite nice decrease to 0.5 or something like this, and you'll be able this year, by the end of 2011, the ratio will to acquire something, maybe some new licenses or even already to make some good purchases. Are you planning?
Okay, Nikolai, I'll revert back to you in less than a minute.
Rating assets. Thanks a lot.
Существенно долг и беде привлечь дополнительно порядка не вырастет. В этом году мы планируем рост EBITDA 500-600 миллионов на строительство обогатительной фабрики.
So, we think that the ratio will not...
Да, в том числе к уровню 2010 года.
Maybe about 500 or 600 million has increased significantly. We think that we will attract our building of our second enrichment plants, but our use of rubles more for affect significantly on our net. EBITDA will also be high, and that's why we think that it will not
potential acquisitions
debt to EBITDA ratio.
And what about some
countries?
110.
So, for 2011, and he will be glad. 110, it was Eduard's EBITDA guidance. He will now also give you an answer. He was glad to share it with you. And about acquisition...
Что-нибудь из чего? Я не совсем понял, только, честно говоря, вопрос. Что значит что-нибудь покупать?
From the state, or probably you have some niche green good assets, probably some greenfield licenses from the auctions.
Каких-то готовых бизнесов мы не планируем.
You are looking at
новых участков мы занимаемся. Будет это в этом году, не могу вам покупать в этом году, но приобретением, так сказать.
Okay, we are not we don't intend to purchase new coal companies, but we are looking for greenfield projects and working businesses to acquire some. Or next years we just can't tell you now. Licenses will be done in this year. Thank you, Nikolai.
We have no further questions.
But we are looking for them.
Thanks a lot.
At this time, I'll hand the conference back to you. Continue with your conference. There are no further questions at this time. You may please continue with your conference. Continue with your conference. We have no further questions by the telephones or the web. You
should end the presentation on this. I think that if all the questions have already been answered, we that have received answers on their questions now, because so I think that everybody is
registered.
Am I right?
There are no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's call. French, you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.
Speaking of the realized prices, there was a plus 10%.
Average prices.
Could you somehow quantify or just, you know, elaborate? Then second question. This price of reflected the new contracts increase since the beginning of the year. This year, was this price to which extent this price done under contracts signed that you signed for volumes?
Okay.
Significantly affected by shipments that you at low prices last year.
С 1 января мы догружали.
One moment, Sergey. We will return back.
По экспортным рынкам, по старым контрактам. Что касается стоимости, ну, во-первых, то цена на дате вырос только в январе, и в основном по внутреннему и немного. Стоимость угля только выросла. Если говорить в западном направлении на 10%, ну, это относится в том числе и к восточному направлению. С первым по новым контрактам, но
been shipping them only in January and then
starting также.
Сергей, we have end price for the as for old contracts we have we can say it also about eastern direction that to ship coal under new contracts the growth was only by the western direction, DAF increased by, but and
if I understand you correctly, unless transportation costs,
but because of increasing of transportation costs,
a significant further increase in
10%.
Okay, so thank you. So if I options, is it correct?
Okay, I'll
go down meaningfully. We shouldn't expect.
В 2010 году компания направила 2,4 миллиарда рублей на капекс.
So now we will turn to page 19. In the year 2010, the company has spent 2.5 billion of rubles on capex.
На эти денежные средства было приобретено горно-транспортное оборудование для обеспечения плановых объемов добычи. Достроена обогатительная фабрика, достроен бокс для белазов, 220-тонных белазов.
So this figure included the purchases of rock transportation equipment, which helped us to reach the production target, which we actually told our investors before. We also have built enrichment plant, and this sum also includes the money that has been spent on enrichment plant and the capex direction was our repair bay for large open pit trucks with the capacity of load capacity 220 thousand tons, 220 tons, and actually the production equipment and enrichment plants and repair bay, they have become the largest our investments in the last year.
Пару слов скажу, что происходит у нас. Происходило в течение первого квартала. Так как в конце 2010 года ощущался недостаток вагонов, железнодорожных вагонов, Кузбасская топливная компания не смогла грузить порядка 300 тысяч тонн угля, и этот уголь остался на складах компании, но в 2011 году, а именно в течение трех кварталов, в течение трех месяцев, этот объем был отгружен потребителям. И остатки на угольных складах составили чуть больше 200 тысяч, что соответствует нормативным.
In the end of last year, in the fourth quarter, there was a significant deficit of railroad cars, and that's why we haven't shipped about 300,000 of tons to our export clients, and this volume remained on our stocks. But during the first quarter of this year, we have sold all this volume, we have shipped it, and as at the end of the first quarter, our stocks were about 200,000 of tons of coal, which are actually considered by us as normal level.
Что касается железнодорожного тарифа, наряду с ростом стоимости угля на экспортных рынках, рост существовал существенный рост железнодорожного тарифа.
So as for railroad costs, we have seen the increase of export prices, but at the same time in the first quarter we have seen an increase of transportation costs.
В связи с перевыполнением плана по вскрышным работам в первом квартале 2011 года коэффициент вырастет на 15-20%. Но уголь, который был вскрыт за счет дополнительных объемов перевозки с крыши, будет добываться и реализовываться во втором квартале 2011 года.
During the quarter, we have made a lot of stripping work, and this we think that stripping ratio in this quarter will increase by 20-25%. But what we want to stress your attention on is that the coal which could be extracted in the first quarter will be extracted in the next quarter. That's why during the year the stripping volumes and the production volumes will be compensating each other.
В конце первого квартала 2011 года мы приступили к строительству второй обогатительной фабрики на разрезе Виноградовский. Причем проектный объем переработки на данной фабрике был увеличен с 2 миллионов до 3-6 миллионов тонн в год.
So, in the beginning of this year, we have started the construction of our second enrichment plant on Vinogradovsky open pit mine, and we have also decided to increase its design capacity from 2 million of tons to 3.6 million of tons.
Но это основное, мы готовы теперь ответить на любые вопросы.
That's all for now, and we think that now we can start Q&A questions and speak with you about the things which you are interested in.
Thank you, sir. Just to remind you, telephone participants may ask a question by pressing star, then one on your telephone keypad. Web participants may submit a question by typing it in the Ask a Question box and clicking Submit. Our first question comes from the telephone from Vladimir Sergeyevsky. Please go ahead with your question.
Добрый день, господа. Владимир Сергеевский, Финам. Вот несколько вопросов от меня, если позволите. Первый по костам. Значит, не могли бы дать у вас последний ориентир по денежной себестоимости единицы производимого угля на 2011 год и какие основные факторы движут, собственно, этим показателем. И вот интересно было бы уточнить, по железнодорожному тарифу вы сказали, что он серьезно вырос, вот чисто не могли бы сориентировать по этому вопросу. Спасибо.
Ну, что касается себестоимости производства, мы прогнозируем Кашкастын на 2011 год порядка $20 за тонну. Если говорить о первом квартале 2011 года, я уже сказал, что нами были выполнены дополнительные объемы с крыши, поэтому себестоимость в первом квартале будет выше аналогичного периода, порядка на 20-25%. Но, как я уже говорил, этот объем добычи будет добыт и реализован во втором квартале. Но в целом, повторюсь, себестоимость $20. А что касается основных причин роста, это, естественно, рост стоимости горюче-смазочных материалов, это рост стоимости взрывания в связи с ростом стоимости на внешних рынках на азотные удобрения в том числе.
So I'll just translate the question itself and the answer. And Vladimir Sergeyevsky from Finam asks about our cash cost guidance for 2011, and also I'd like to receive our comments on railroad costs, because we have told that railroad costs increased significantly. Okay, so Eduard told that our guidance for the full year 2011 is $20 per ton, and we that in first quarter the cash cost will be maybe 20-25% higher than in previous quarter because of a lot of stripping work which have been done in the first quarter. And what are the main drivers of for our cash costs? Our main drivers are, as always, fuel costs and costs of exploding rock mass, because the market costs of explosives have risen. Now the second part of the answer about transportation cost dynamics.
Средний рост железнодорожного тарифа к уровню четвертого квартала составил порядка 13-14%. Это что включает в себя 8% рост платы за инфраструктуру, который был повышен у АО ЖД, и порядка 15-20% это рост платы за пользование вагонами, арендная плата за вагон.
Okay, so what we see on railroad market and what we can say about railroad costs? From the beginning of the year, railroad costs have increased by 13-14%, which was driven by 8% increase of infrastructure costs, which actually is provided by Russian railroads, and 15-20% increase of railroad costs. Renting rates also have been recorded, have been seen by us.
И что оказывает еще существенное влияние на стоимость тарифа, это, естественно, курс доллара, так как железнодорожный тариф и арендная плата в рублях, а стоимость угля в долларах, исходя из этого, естественно, в рублях, а рост тарифа довольно существенный. И что оказывает влияние, естественно, курс доллара.
Okay, so and we also want to stress your attention on FX costs and the FX effect, because we sell export coal in US dollars and our transport costs are denominated in rubles. That's why the dollar depreciated. That's why the increase of our USD-denominated transportation costs was higher.
Спасибо, господа. Еще, если позволите, пару вопросов по ценам реализации.
Please ask them, if you don't mind, in English, just
sure,
for...
Sure, I can do it, yes, sure, thank you, gentlemen. A couple of questions more on prices you sell the car. First of all, as far as I remember, there was a small amount of export volumes not contracted for the full year 2011. So can you please give the latest information on this issue, whether you contracted already or you're waiting for better market conditions? And also, can you please give the exact figures, I mean, maybe approximately figures, for, on which you are selling coal in the first quarter, actually for Russian market and the export of volumes. Thanks.
Okay, we will take just 1 minute and we will return back to you. Thank you.
Что касается объемов реализации, как мы и говорили, мы планируем 5,5 миллионов тонн продать на экспорт. Миллион, мы действительно, тонн у нас был не законтрактован. Из этого объема на сегодняшний день законтрактовали 350 тысяч. Касаемо цены на уголь, то стоимость как на внутреннем, если смотреть на FCA, по экспортным рынкам, естественно, более существенно выросла цена угля конечная. Но, как я говорил, существенное давление оказывает железнодорожный тариф. Цена по экспортному рынку выросла на 10% и аналогично по внутреннему с 1 января.
Okay, I'll just translate it. Vladimir, you're absolutely right. We have we had three volumes in the end of the year because we on the previous conference call we told that we've got 5.5 million of tons of export capacity, and we have contracted in the end of the year 4.5, and from the start of the year we have also contracted 350,000 of tons. And as for prices growth, as Eduard said, they will be higher. And what we see that the growth of export prices is stressed by increased transportation costs. But we think that the average increase of domestic and export prices quarter over quarter in the first quarter will be about 10%.
Но что касается железнодорожного тарифа, мы надеемся, что в текущем году стоимость арендной платы за вагон у нас не будет существенно расти.
Yeah, but we want to stress your attention on that the renting of railroad cars will not grow our rent because of our joint venture.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from line of Sergei Donskoy, calling from Troika. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. I have a follow-up, first of all, on one of the questions asked right before me. When you mentioned 14% increase in railway tariffs since the beginning of the year, did you refer to prices in ruble terms or in dollar terms? And same question about the 10% increase in coal prices since January 1st that you mentioned.
Okay, also about are they ruble denominated or USD? Am I right, Sergei?
Yes, both.
Okay. So the Eduard told them in rubles. So both railroad transportation costs and Russian rubles and average prices are in rubles.
Okay, thank you. Then second question. Speaking of the realized prices, there was a plus 10% increase since the beginning of the year. Could you somehow quantify or just, you know, elaborate to which extent this price reflected the new contracts that you signed for volumes this year? Was this price significantly affected by shipments that you done under contracts signed at low prices last year?
Okay. One moment, Sergei. We will return back.
Что касается стоимости, ну, во-первых, с 1 января мы догружали только в январе и в основном по внутреннему и немного по экспортным рынкам, по старым контрактам. Если говорить в западном направлении, то цена на дате выросла с первого по новым контрактам, но стоимость угля только выросла на 10%. Но это относится в том числе и к восточному направлению также.
Сергей, we have as for old contracts, we have been shipping them only in January and then started to ship coal under new contracts. The end price for the western direction DAF increased by, but and we can say it also about eastern direction, but because of increasing of transportation costs, the growth was only by 10%.
Okay, so thank you. So if I understand you correctly, unless transportation costs go down meaningfully, we shouldn't expect a significant further increase in realized prices from these levels on export destinations. Is it correct?
Okay, I'll translate and return back.
Ну, цены будут расти. Естественно, во втором квартале существенного роста не будет. Но стоимость, начиная с третьего квартала, угля будет увеличиваться.
So we think that the general prices will grow. Of course, they will not grow in the second quarter because of seasonality, but from the third quarter their price will go up again.
Это прежде всего касается внутреннего рынка, так как в связи с сезонностью цена на внутреннем цена угля на внутреннем рынке растет, начиная с третьего квартала, а на внутренний рынок у нас нет мало контрактов с фиксированной ценой на весь год. Но и по экспорту также будет расти цена.
So this information is mostly relevant to domestic market because it is very seasonal oriented and the price starts to go there from third quarter, and we have not very much contracted volumes for the fixed price on domestic market, so we will be able to catch this growth. And as for export markets, the price will also grow.
Но кроме того, еще повлияет структура продаж по сортомаркам. Первый и второй квартал на сегодняшний день нет существенных продаж на внутреннем рынке сортового угля. А во втором полугодии объемы реализации сортового угля существенно возрастут.
So we also want to say that the type of coal which is sold also affects the average price because, for example, there are not a lot of volumes of sorted coal sold in the first and second quarter, but we think that the volume of sorted coal will dramatically increase in the second half of this year.
Okay, thank you. And one more question, just to expand on your cost expectations. Last year there was a rather significant increase in the volume of exploded rock mass, and the growth in this volume was higher than growth in coal output. Speaking of 2011, do you expect the increase in the volume of exploded rock mass to be more or less in line with the growth in coal production, or lower, or there will be another year of relatively fast fast growth in this metric? Thank you.
Sergey, okay, understood. We'll return in just less than a minute.
Сергей, доля разорванной горной массы в структуре скрышных работ будет примерно такая же, как в 2010 году. Может, чуть-чуть повыше.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the share of stripping of blasted rock mass in the total stripping volume will be the same or not very much higher than in 2010.
Ну, на затратах это не более существенно будет, потому что, во-первых, у нас в 2011 году растет коэффициент крыши, соответственно. А, немного растет коэффициент крыши. Но, а цена, стоимость на взрывание горной массы у нас выросла с 1 февраля на 20%.
So and this we think that the increase of blasted rock volume will affect our production cash cost because the stripping ratio will be the same or just a little bit higher. And what we have seen in February that because of increase of market price of explosives, the cost of explosion have grown by 20%.
Okay, and could you provide some guidance for your stripping ratio in 2011?
Okay. So it will be in line with what we have forecasted, 7.3.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from me now.
Thank you, Sergei.
Our next question comes line of Nikolai from Voska, calling from Euroset. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good day. This is Nikolai Sosnovsky from Euroset Capital. Thanks a lot for your presentation. Actually, most of my questions have already been answered, but I've got still some question for you. First of all, I'd like just to summarize on your financial expectations as of first quarter 2011. With pricing increased by 10% and costs by 20-25%, will this pricing improvement be enough to sustain your EBITDA margin in first quarter compared to 20% reported in last quarter? That's my first question.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nikolai, thanks. We'll return less than a minute. Nikolai, just to be straightforward, we think that our EBITDA in first quarter will be about 700 million of Russian rubles, and you can make the calculations yourself.
Okay, that's helpful. And the second question is about your next upcoming processing plant at Vinogradovka site. Previously, you mentioned cost of production of about $5 per ton, but it was basically previous processing volumes. Now, when you have increased volumes to 3.6, will it somehow positively affect cost of production? Will you provide probably the new guidance on costs?
Nikolai, we understand that we have increased the capacity of the second enrichment plant. The cost will
объем,
be...
Так как на второй обогатительной фабрике объем выхода намного выше, чем на первой. Если на первой объем выхода всего 35%, то на второй обогатительной фабрике выход будет, сейчас скажу, 83-85%. За счет этого себестоимость переработки будет $5-6.
So, Nikolai, as we have already told you, you're absolutely right about the forecasted price of enriching on the second enrichment plant. We think that it will be about $5 or $6 US dollars. We retain our guidance, which we have made before. Such price for enriching of coal on second enrichment plant is because the capacity and the enriching enrichment share is higher, the activity is higher on the second enrichment plant compared to the first enrichment plant, where the effectiveness, so it means that output to input ratio is only 35%. We plan that on the second enrichment plant, the output will be 85% of input.
Okay, thank you. And my last question, basically about your net debt and cash. Recently, you reported quite nice numbers of 0.8 net debt to EBITDA, and probably this year, by the end of 2011, the ratio will decrease to 0.5 or something like this, and you'll be able to make some good purchases. Are you planning to acquire something, maybe some new licenses or even already operating assets? Thanks a lot.
Okay, Nikolai, I'll revert back to you in less than a minute.
Существенно долг EBITDA не вырастет. В этом году мы планируем привлечь дополнительно порядка 500-600 миллионов на строительство обогатительной фабрики, но и планируем рост EBITDA, в том числе к уровню 2010 года.
So we think that the ratio will not increase significantly. We think that we will attract maybe about 500 or 600 million of rubles more for building of our second enrichment plant, but our EBITDA will also be higher, and that's why we think that it will not affect significantly on our net debt to EBITDA ratio.
And what about some potential acquisitions?
110. One moment, please. So, 110, it was Eduard's EBITDA guidance for 2011, and he was glad to share it with you. And about acquisitions, he will now also give you an answer.
Я не совсем понял, только, честно говоря, вопрос, что значит что-нибудь покупать, что-нибудь из чего?
Probably some greenfield licenses from the auctions from the state, or probably you have some neighboring good assets you are looking at.
Ну, каких-то готовых бизнесов мы не планируем покупать в этом году, но приобретением новых участков мы занимаемся. Будет это в этом году, не могу пока сказать.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are not we don't intend to purchase new working businesses to acquire some coal companies, but we are looking for greenfield projects and licenses. Will it be done in this year or next year? We just can't tell you now, but we are looking for them.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nikolai.
We have no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you. There are no further questions at this time. You may continue with your conference. Please continue with your conference. We have no further questions either telephones or the web. You may continue with your conference.
So I think that if all the questions have already been answered, we should end the presentation on this now, because so I think that everybody is that has received answers on their questions. Am I right?
There are no further questions registered. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.